Chapter 4, In the Cities of the East.
Instruction has been given me that the message should go again with power into the cities in the eastern states. In many of the large cities of the East, the first and second angels' messages were proclaimed during the 1844 movement. To us, as God's servants, has been entrusted the third angel's message, the binding off message, that is to prepare a people for the coming of the King. We are to make every effort to give a knowledge of the truth to all who will hear, and there are many who will listen. All through the large cities, God has honest souls who are interested in what is truth. Time is short. The Lord desires that everything connected with His cause shall be brought into order. He desires that the solemn message of warning and of invitation shall be proclaimed as widely as His messengers can carry it. Nothing that would hinder the advance of the message is to be allowed to come into our plans. Repeat the message, repeat the message, were the words spoken to me over and over again. Tell my people to repeat the message in the places where it was first preached, and where church after church took their position for the truth, the power of God witnessing to the message in a remarkable manner. For years, the pioneers of our work struggled against poverty and manifold hardships in order to place the cause of present truth on vantage ground. With meager facilities, they labored untiringly, and the Lord blessed their humble efforts. The message went with power in the East and extended westward until centers of influence had been established in many places. The laborers of today may not have to endure all the hardships of those early days. The changed conditions, however, should not lead us to any slackening of effort. Now, when the Lord bids us proclaim the message once more with power in the East, when He bids us enter the cities of the East and of the South and of the West and of the North, shall we not respond as one man and do His bidding? Shall we not plan to send our messengers all through these fields and support them liberally? Shall not the ministers of God go into these crowded centers and there lift up their voices in warning the multitudes? What are our conferences for, if not for the carrying forward of this very work? A beginning has been made in proclaiming the third angel's message in the city of Washington and in other cities of the South and the East, but in order to meet the mind of the Lord, we shall have to plan for the carrying forward of a far-reaching and systematic work. We must enter into this work with a perseverance that will not allow of any slackening of our efforts, until we shall see of the salvation of God. In Portland, Maine, in Boston and the towns round about, in New York and the populous cities close by, in Philadelphia and Baltimore and Washington, the Lord desires us to proclaim the third angel's message with power. We cannot exercise this power ourselves, but we can choose men of capability and urge them to go into these avenues of opportunity and there proclaim the message in the power of the Holy Spirit. We must plan to place in these cities capable men who can present the third angel's message in a manner so forcible that it will strike home to the heart. Men who can do this work we cannot afford to gather into one place to do a work that others might do. As these workers talk the truth and live the truth and pray for the advancement of the truth, God will move upon hearts. As they work with all the strength that God grants them and in humility of heart put their entire trust in Him, their labors will not be without fruit. Their determined efforts to bring souls to a knowledge of the truth for this time will be seconded by holy angels, and many souls will be saved.